Hi, good morning, everybody. I would like to introduce the evaluation of the FAO AgroCrop model for subsurface drip and furrow irrigated processing tomatoes. Okay, so and the processing tomato production in California in 2009 is more than 100,000 hectares, which is 93% of the total in the United States, because we have Mediterranean climate, so cold and rainy winter and hot and dry summer. So irrigating is the necessary for the tomato production. Currently, we have subsurface drip irrigation and furrow irrigation. Because the increase of using of groundwater, so the water and energy conservation is a big issue, which is related to the water use efficiency. This picture shows the furrow irrigation practice in California as the surface water or groundwater goes through the fields, to the fields through the canals or pipes. And then we have raised the bed so the water flows into the along the furrow. You have to try to add the same flow rate. And for the first several irrigation events, the water usually reaches to the center of the bed. And for this large field, next, the farmer practice, and they usually have the water run from one end to the other end, so usually there are some run and there's some runoff. But for our experiment, I told about here is we have a small field. It's about so we have no runoff. Instead, we have stops in the middle of the furrow to increase the water setting time so as to increase infiltration. And this is the subsurface drip irrigation. So usually the groundwater is used for subsurface drip irrigation because it's clean. And the drip pipe is about 20 or 30 centimeters below the ground. The emitter is about 0.3 meters apart. So water applied usually for our practice, replace the ET in the past 2 or 3 days. So it depends. Sometimes we just irrigate once, so we replace the water for the 5 days in the past. So the purpose for the FAO AgroCrop model is because it can simulate the crop yield response to water. It also provides all the quantitative information to calculate the important efficiency steps to determine the total water use efficiency of a crop. So the application of the AgroCrop model can provide a means to optimizing biomass production while maximizing the water use efficiency. It also provides information for irrigation schedules which can minimize the water loss through evaporation, runoff, or drainage. It also provides information for deficit irrigation while minimizing the reduction of yield. So this is just the conceptual framework of the model. Phenology, plant phenology, and the climate condition are the important input. The model used the crop transpiration and convert transpiration convert transpiration to directly to the water production, the biomass production. Use a normal normalized water production. Like for C3 plants, is the water production is about 15 to 20, and for C4 plants is about 30 to 35. The model input for the climate data, so it requires the minimum and the maximum daily temperature, the precipitation, and the reference ET. For our experiment, because we have a weather station close to our field, so we just get those data from the weather station. For crop data, it requires the planting days and density, and the initial and the maximum canopy cover, the rooting depths, and also the days for the maximum canopy cover, the flowering, fruiting, senescence, and the harvest index. For the soil data, I request the soil characteristics like the soil layer and also the soil texture, soil water at the field capacity, wilting point, and also the initial soil water content. For management practice, request the field practice, runoff or non-runoff, and also the irrigation events. So by running the model, it can output the data for crop about the daily evaporation, transpiration, canopy cover, biomass production rate, and cumulative biomass and yield. Also, they produce the soil water balance data, which include the daily soil water content, infiltration, drainage, evaporation, and profile water. And so for our field, field experiment, we have the site is located at UC Davis Russell Ranch Sustainability Agricultural Facility in Sacramento Valley, California. So it's located at long-term research for agriculture system. We have yellow silt loam and yellow silt clay loam. The experiment design is CRB split plot design with three blocks. The plot size is 64 meter by 64 meter, which has a 1 acre area. And so it's located, as I mentioned, it's a located long-term system, a conventional system, so which is winter fallow and also use the standard tillage. And two irrigation systems, as I described before. And the field measurements, the irrigation water was measured using the water meter. And also we measured the crop canopy cover on early growth stage. We use digital camera, and from middle to late growing stage, we use a 9 quantum sensor. So the soil water was also measured using a nutrient probe from 0 to 3 meter depth. So prior to transplanting and also tomato harvest and periodically during the growing season. And yield and harvest index. And so besides, I did the mean, the statistical analysis to compare the mean from the simulated model and also the measured data. Besides that, I will also use the root mean square error and the index of agreement to evaluate the model performance. This is just the canopy cover data from simulated versus the measured the observations. So the blue line is the simulated data and the red dots and the observations. So for fairly irrigated tomatoes, except one observation is greater than the simulated data, but others it's close to the to the simulated data. However, for sub strip irrigation, the model underestimated the canopy cover data. And for the mean comparison, there was no difference between the measured and simulated data for the furrow irrigation, but they are different for the sub-substrip irrigation. And the root mean square area was greater for sub-substrip than for furrow irrigation. And also the index of agreement was good for furrow irrigation than for drip irrigation. We didn't measure directly on soil crop ET. Instead, we used canopy cover, local calibrated crop coefficient, and reference ET to calculate the crop coefficient, the crop evapotranspiration. So the calculated crop evapotranspiration compared to the model simulation crop evapotranspiration, from the figure we can see that the very irrigated tomatoes, these two the simulated data much better with the observations than the sub-substrip. And for sub-substrip irrigation, early to middle growing stage, the model simulated data was less than the actual calculated. And also from middle growing season to late growing season, the model simulated data, the model was overestimated. If a transpiration, because we applied deficit irrigation during the late growing season, try to increase the fruit and soluble solids, because we didn't have enough experience, so it caused any senescence, so the model couldn't simulate that kind of condition. And this is the cumulative effect of transpiration. And again, it was the model simulated data much better with the calculated data than for furrow irrigation than for drip irrigation. And the mean comparison also shows the measured data much better with the simulated data for furrow irrigation and has more root mean score and high index of agreement. And the total soil water, the rooting zone, like we assume is like from 0 to 2.1 meter. So the points for the observations for ferry irrigation also much better for much better with the simulation data than for the subsurface strip, and also the mean comparison shows there are significant difference between the measurements and the simulation data for subsurface strip, while they are not different for the ferry irrigated tomatoes. And even though the index of agreement was a little bit higher, slightly lower than the subsurface strip, so the yield data, the biomass data, we don't see any difference statistically, or the root mean square or the index of agreement are all better, very good for both irrigation systems. And so the model simulates most of the situations for tomato and ferro irrigation systems. But the simulation for tomato and subsurface strip irrigation was not in strong agreement with the measurements. We think probably because the model assumed the uniform distribution of irrigation water and also uniform soil. And I don't think this condition would exist for drip irrigation. And also, the model assumes drainage occurs only after soil water content reaches field capacity. It ignores the unsaturated flow. So for the water stress condition, the model is simplified by linking the water stress directly to the soil water content relative to the water holding capacity of the soil in the rooting zone. So it ignores the potential gradient and also ignored the plant water transportation. So for conclusion, we think the aquaculture model can be used for managing ferro irrigation processing tomatoes. In terms of the parameters for the model, more studies are needed for to test on the more water conditions and the more soil types and planting dates, and also different irrigation management, because in this talk we used the irrigation is out of runoff, but in practical, like the farmer has, they have a big field, like about 100 acres, so they cannot control the runoff, and also more varieties. For subsurface strip irrigated processing tomatoes, we think that the model has limitations for non-uniform water distribution, so therefore it may not suitable for the for simulating the subsurface strip unless the model is improved. Here's my reference, and thank you for your time and attention.
Any questions?
Just a quick question.
Yeah.
Reference AC, that's really, really important. How did you get that
again? Because irrigation is very popular in California, so I think it's like 10 or 20 years ago, they developed a water station to produce the ETU's Perman equation and for the raw watered grass. So it's the government, it's what established it. Right, that's basically. But for us, we just, because we have so many water stations near, close just two, I think it's about only 100 meters away from my plots. We have water stations that have a reference ET, well-grassed. And also we have a well-calibrated crop coefficient for processing tomatoes in Central Valley and Sacramento Valley. Yes, okay.
As far as I know, in the Central Valley, during the summer, no rain at all, the solar radiation is pretty strong.
Right, yeah.
During the day, the temperature can go very high. So the solar radiation is very strong.
Yes.
So you for your sub surface irrigation, drip irrigation system, actually the water directly, you know, irrigates and the surface like a 5-inch or something. Somewhere, I don't know exactly how you set up your experiment. So in that way, the model probably overestimates the soil evaporation. It's not a...
Yes, I think the model has a way to has the equation to calculate evaporation. Like in Sacramento Valley, the daily ET is about 6 to 7.5 millimeter per day, so it's pretty high. And so for the ferry irrigation, the model estimate simulates very well for the evaporation and the transpiration. But for subsurface drip irrigation, I think the main problem is not the evaporation because the surface will keep it dry. So the water never reached to the surface. The evaporation was minimized, but because the water distribution in the drip irrigation, sometimes if you put it irrigate longer or have high pressure, so the water will overlap. So the model cannot estimate that kind of condition. And you know the water distribution for drip irrigation is like a sphere, but the model is just use the uniform distribution, so like a flower all the way coming to the beds. So I think the main problem for the model for subsurface drip irrigation is the distribution of water and in the rooting zone. You cannot estimate. The models it has a window so to ask to input the irrigation practice, so you have to choose the irrigation type like subsurface drip. It has a drip and first furrow two types, and then it asks you to input the surface, the wetting zone of the surface, of the soil surface, which the modern nature calculate the evaporation. Yeah. Thank you.